My brothers and sisters in Christ, greetings from Holy Name Cathedral. Although this is where I pastor, I find great joy in visiting as many parishes as I can during the course of the year. The gospel just proclaimed gives us a snapshot of a typical day in the public ministry of Jesus. He cures diseases. He casts out demons. He teaches. He goes off to pray. Notice that he stays in Simon Peter's house, is concerned about the people who live there, and in response to hearing of her ailment, heals the mother-in-law of Peter. St. Mark also tells us that the whole town was gathered at the door. The townspeople may not have fully known who Jesus was, but they did know that the hand of God worked in him and through him to bring healing and wholeness to everyone. Today, the church, as a community of Jesus' disciples who responds to his call, "Come, follow me," continues his mission and ministry in our time and in the world where we live. He, the risen one, continues to reach out to the poor and the afflicted through us, his disciples, gathered together as church. Through our hands and our hearts, he brings healing and hope to homes and families, just as he did on that day he crossed the threshold of Peter's home. That is the precise privilege that is ours as those who responded to his call, "Come, follow me." This means that we are not just followers, disciples, but missionary disciples, whom Jesus sends into the world to make him present. For us to do this together, as the Church of Chicago, we need the personal commitment of each person through prayerful support and financial contribution. Friends, having just completed 3 years as your Archbishop, I want to tell you that I love what I do. I love being in Chicago. Every day, I'm inspired and encouraged by the talent, commitment, and generosity of people I meet in our parishes and agencies. Together, we are pioneering new ways to be missionary disciples of Jesus in a world that is so desperately in need of healing and hope. The renewed spirit of collaboration and cooperation taking place among the parishes in the process of Renew My Church is opening new possibilities to extend our reach and call people to faith, especially a new generation of young people. More than ever, we are civic and social. We are contributing to the good of society through our anti-violence initiatives, school choice for all parents, and our advocacy on behalf of human dignity from conception to natural death. We are redoubling our efforts to do even more and fulfill the call of Pope Francis to go to the margins of society and be a field hospital that brings the healing of Christ to a world in need of hope. All of this is possible because of the support we all give to the annual Catholic Appeal. You have come to Mass today, as you do other days, because Christ has touched your lives with hope and healing. He now asks you to share what you have received with others. That is why I'm asking each one of you on this commitment weekend to help once again in making the annual Catholic Appeal a success. If we all do our part, inspired by gratitude for how Christ has changed our lives, we can continue his ministry and change the lives of others and our world. I need your help, and I'm grateful for your sacrifice. Your pastor will now walk you through the partnership process of the annual Catholic Appeal. Many thanks for all that you do.